The Darkest Shore, written by Karen Brooks and read by Willow Nash. Perched atop a patient cob on the western braes of Pittenweem, Saoirse McIntyre was prepared for what the familiar expanse of water, or the brackish smell of brine, fish and seaweed, and the sweet chanting that carried on the wind, did to her senses. It was as if the combination whipped her heart from her breast and cast it adrift upon the pounding waves. She inhaled deeply, and it took her a moment to register the serious regard of the man who'd ridden beside her all day. Ignoring his scrutiny, Saoirse pressed a hand to her ribs and raised her eyes to the lowering sky, where hulking grey clouds were pushed along by icy sea-bitten gusts. "That be Pittenweem," she said, indicating the small township spread out before them. "Home." The word was both reassuring and bitter. The man made a gruff noise of acknowledgement. He would wait until she was ready to draw their journey to a close. A journey that had begun that morning, but in reality had started months ago. Waves that matched the Urlicht palette of the sky thundered against the crescent-shaped shore and its stone-walled harbour, sending curtains of wash over the ruined pier, drenching the men who scrambled along it in their hobnailed boots. As she'd suspected, not even the lure of Hogmanay kept them from work. Errant beams of afternoon sunlight pierced the thick canopy of clouds, spears of defiance that cast a holy light upon the scene. Saoirse could almost believe that God himself was welcoming her back. Just as the thought rose, the sunlight was doused as if it was a figment of her overwrought imagination. Maybe the Almighty wasn't welcoming her after all, but sending her a warning. God knew she'd left the town of St. Andrews with enough of those ringing in her ears. "I never want to see you again, you hear? Don't ever come back." It wasn't the first time those words had been said to Saoirse, only now they had been uttered by her sister, the last remaining member of her family. They hurt worse than any threats or insults delivered by a self-righteous clergyman. Saoirse shivered and pulled her shawl tighter. There was no doubt it was a drich day for a drich homecoming, Hogmanay or not. She just prayed the rest of the village would not be as work-minded as the fishermen and their families. She was relying on folk being preoccupied with the date and consequent merrymaking to reach her house unseen, to give her time at least to prepare a story. Beyond the natural harbour and the dilapidated man-made one lay the silvery grey expanse of the Firth of Forth, heaving and shifting, a restless, lucent mass. Midway crouched the Isle of May, with its weary lighthouse and never-ending whirlpool of seabirds swooping and gliding above the seething waters. Closer to Pittenweem lay Beacon Rock. From a distance, Saoirse's practised eye could identify to which village and even which owner the boats dotting the sea belonged. The mast of each flew the flag of either the Weem or Anstey, along with the sigil of the owner's family. Sails snapped as the wind filled them and the boats raced the weather back to shore. Rising behind them loomed a wall of rain so thick it threatened to swallow all before it. No wonder there was so much activity. The storm was about to break. It was bustle, Saoirse knew, as well as the scars that bit her fingers. She curled them now, her gloves protecting the ridges cut by years of baiting lines, furrowed by fish hooks and sharp shells.